Allah has heard the statement of those who said, Allah is poor and we are rich. Their words are recorded and so is their unjust killings of the prophets. On the day of judgment we shall say, taste now the torment of burning. Here is the reward of your misdeeds. Allah is not unjust to his servants. They also claim, Allah has commanded us to believe in no Rasul unless he shows us sacrifice consumed by a fire from the heaven. Ask them, other prophets before me have come to you with clear arguments and showed this miracle you are asking for. Why did you kill them, if what you say is true? O Muhammad, if they reject you by calling you an impostor, so did they reject other Rasuls before you, although they brought them clear signs, psalms, and the enlightening book. Every soul shall taste death. You shall receive your full reward for everything which you have striven for on the day of resurrection. Whoever is spared from the fire and is admitted into paradise will have attained the objective of this worldly life. For the life of this world is nothing but an illusory enjoyment. You shall certainly be tested through your wealth and with your persons, and you will certainly hear much that is hurtful from those who were given the book before you and from the mushrikeen. But if you endure with patience and have fear of Allah, this will surely be a proof of your firm determination. When Allah made the covenant with those who were given the book, they were asked to spread the teachings of the book to mankind and not to conceal them. But they cast it behind their backs and sold them for a petty price. What a bad bargain they made. Those who rejoice in their misdeeds and wish to be praised for what they have not actually done should never think that they will escape the punishment. In fact, they shall have a painful punishment, for all the dominions of the heavens and of the earth belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has power over everything.